Thank you. Mr. Secretary General of the United Nations, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. In my short intervention, let me focus on obligation of states to prevent genocide, which belongs to the most important features of the Genocide Convention. Prevention belongs to the three key pillars of the concept of responsibility to protect, as envisaged in the outcome document of the World Summit in 2005. Genocide never occurs without prior warning signs. Intercommunal hatred in various forms might incite events leading to terrible sufferings of thousands of innocent victims. Failure of international community to address these signals at early stage might result in killings of hundreds of thousands of people, as was the case in Rwanda 20 years ago. It is not only legal, but also moral obligation of states to take a meaningful action. Development of an early warning system and rapid response is a necessary precondition of effective prevention. Identification of initial symptoms of possible genocide is crucial in assessment of possible risks. The role of the United Nations is irreplaceable. Prompt activation of responsible UN bodies has a huge potential of mobilizing relevant actors. The Special Advisor to the UN Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide raises awareness of the causes and dynamics of genocide and may alert key actors when necessary. The General Assembly may address this issue within its broad authority and make recommendations to the UN members or to the Security Council if necessary. When genocide reaches the level of threat to peace, the Security Council has to be ready to intervene, using its powers to maintain or restore international peace and security. I fully agree with an observation contained in the UN Secretary General report on preventive diplomacy that even seemingly small steps, such as statements of concern or fact-finding missions, belong to preventive diplomacy tools capable of affecting the calculations of parties on the ground. In this respect, gathering strategic actors and involving skilled mediators and conciliators at a very early stage is a key requirement of a successful mission. Additionally, actions of other regional organizations, supported by international press, civil society, and accompanied by public pressure, may also effectively contribute to halt or to avert consequences of the spiral of violence on the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a sad reality of today that we are still confronted with inconceivable intercommunal hatred and violence in many parts of the world. This results in situations unacceptable in the 21st century, where thousands of people are believed to have been killed, internally displaced, or fled to neighboring countries. International community must learn from past failures and do its best not to repeat them. However difficult it may seem, we cannot resign in our endeavors for more effective, viable, and sustainable mechanisms to put the obligations of states to prevent genocide into practice. I thank you for your attention.